Thank you very much. We have the same position as Mexico and Panama in the sense that we believe that the reference to the intersectional forms of racism is very appropriate here and is actually agreed language from consensus resolutions. And we also wish, we would like to keep the mentioning of the specific situation of women and girls of African descent and the reference to sexual and gender-based violence. More in general, our comment was that this paragraph combines many different issues and that, in fact, it would be better to split this up and to discuss each of them separately. If you look, for example, again, at the UN Declaration of Indigenous Peoples, they have one article, but they will have sub-articles 1, 2, 3, 4 that kind of give an easier structure to that declaration if you read it. And I think here what we see is that we're talking about the right to be free of racism. Then there's language on the obligation for states to provide redress, which is something we would also like to further discuss first. Then there's an element of prevention, which is indeed also useful to mention. Then there's the element of multiple and intersectional forms of racism. And then there's the situation of women and girls and the reference to sexual and gender-based violence. So they don't necessarily all fit under one header.